Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Biden gave a speech. Gave a speech in Warsaw. He's gotten some heat for the last nine or so words, and I disagree with the criticism of Biden for saying those words. They're exactly right. They had to be said. And they strengthen our position. Let me tell you what they were. He gave the speech, and at the very end, he said, quote, "For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power," talking about Vladimir Putin. Now, let's be very, very blunt. Everybody, every halfwit who is a talk show host, every talking head who tries to conform to prevailing dogma and stupidity goes, "Oh, well, that was terrible." What do you mean that was terrible? Let me tell you something. Biden had previously called Putin a war criminal, a murderer, and a butcher. Now, let me ask you. Does anybody seriously think that the United States wants a war criminal, a murderer, and a butcher to remain in power in Russia or anywhere else? And the answer is no. Then these half-wits, talking heads, hosts, very, very light rinses, every one of them, not a lot of firepower between their ears, not enough firepower to blow their hats off. They go, "Well, you know, we shouldn't be for regime change. You know, that's kind of a sacred term of art." Well, let me tell you something. Vladimir Putin was for regime change. He hacked into our emails. He hacked into Facebook. He hacked into Twitter. Everything designed to elect Donald Trump, whom he had funded for at least 10 years, he and the oligarchs, and for whom he had a pervert video as set out in the Steele report, and Trump paid handsome dividends. Trump blamed the CIA and the FBI, our CIA and FBI, for lying, quote, lying, that it was Putin that hacked in. Trump went along with the KGB, it has different initials now, but it's the same thing. He met with Russians in the White House and no Americans, not a single person from his cabinet. He used Putin's interpreter and didn't have his own at one important meeting. At another meeting, he confiscated his interpreter's notes. He is submissive to Putin. He is servile to Putin. And as late as February, he said that Putin was a genius to invade Ukraine because he got all that real estate for $2 in sanctions, quote, unquote. That was regime change. He was about to withdraw us from NATO. That was his promise, and he would have done it if been reelected. Then you would have Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania, and Estonia, and Hungary, and the Czech Republic, Romania, Croatia, Serbia, all standing up with no nuclear weapons to the Ruskies. The only nuclear weapons in Europe outside ours, France has them and UK has them. UK, the Labour Party tried to get rid of them, and the Ruskies would have gone back into Poland. That was regime change. He was unsuccessful. Biden got in, thank God. But he tried. Economists, if you read some of the economic reports on what Russia, what's happening in Russia, what Putin and the oligarchs have done, they have a tremendous balance of trade surplus because they're exporting all of this oil and gas with very, very little effort. It's in the ground. They're blessed with it. So are we. More than they. But they export this stuff, and yet Russia is doing badly economically. Why is that? I'm talking about before the sanctions. It's because the estimate is that Putin and the oligarchs have stolen 80%, 80, just a handful of oligarchs, of the wealth of Russia. What happens is, and you wonder why their military is running out of equipment. One of the things they do is they put in an invoice for 200 tanks. They take delivery of 50 tanks, but they say they bought 200, and the money for the other 150, some was to bribe the generals involved, some to bribe even lower ranking officers, and the rest went to Putin. And he would then distribute some of it to oligarchs to keep them on his side. Elon Musk right now is the wealthiest man in the world. He's a great entrepreneur. He really is. He's astonishing. And he said the other day, I'm not the wealthiest guy in the world. Putin is. Putin may be worth upwards of $500 billion to $1 trillion by stealing this, by simply stealing it. So when Biden is talking about Putin, it's already been established he's a war criminal, murderer, butcher, destroying his country and his own military by stealing its wealth. Is anybody listening to this show thinks that he should stay in power? Because nobody thinks that he should stay in power any more than Hitler should have stayed in power. Putin's a Hitler wannabe, and if he is not stopped in Ukraine, he'll be emboldened, he'll go into Moldova, he'll chip away, chip away, chip away at Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And by the way, right as Biden was speaking in Warsaw, just before, on purpose, Putin launched cruise missiles into Lviv. Lviv in Ukraine is 40 miles from the Polish border and very close to Warsaw, where Biden was speaking, as a signal, as a taunt. He is a sadistic animal. These cruise missiles are 20 feet long and they weigh 3,000 pounds. Now think about that. What does a Volkswagen weigh? You know, 3,000 pounds is a ton and a half. Coming at a high rate of speed, what do you think that does hitting a building or a school or a maternity hospital? What do you think that does? The people inside hit by something 20 feet long, 3,000 pounds, and 1,000 pounds of it are explosives. These cruise missiles, they're coming from ships offshore because the Russian military is so incompetent. When they launch cruise missiles from Russia, 60% of them don't get through. I stand with Biden four square. And frankly, I don't like the fact, you know, his people are trying to walk, quote, walk this back. Macron of France said, well, you know, we shouldn't call people names. Oh, really? We're not calling anybody names. If we said that Hitler was a sadistic, genocidal monster who had to be removed, is that calling him a name or telling it like it is? With Putin, you know, the UK kind of downgraded a little bit. They had a cabinet minister, never heard of this person before, Nadawi Hawaki or something. And they go, oh, well, that's not our position. Oh, really? Your position that he's a war criminal, murderer, and butcher, but you don't think he should get out? Now, you could say, some people would say, well, it's up to the Russian people. Well, it certainly is up to the Russian people. The problem is they didn't elect him. When he ran, he got a big vote. He's a little smoother than the guy, Alexander Lukashenko, in Belarus, who got like 92% of the vote, because if you went to the polls and weren't one of his voters, they'd beat you, throw you in jail, or send you home. What Putin simply did was make sure that the only people who voted basically were for him, but he had a certain amount of votes go to another guy. You know, the difference between democracy for real and fake is this. You don't know how many countries in this world have adopted our Constitution. Everything. separation of church and state, protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, the power to organize, to protest, to petition the government, to publish freely, to speak freely. But it's all baloney in those places. When you try to exercise it, there's a knock on the door, they drag you out and beat you half to death. Then they hold up the Constitution. The difference is that in our country, the Constitution is enforced. You can demonstrate. You can worship as you see fit or not. You can petition the government. You can speak freely and you can publish freely. That's the difference. So they didn't vote for him. And the other thing to keep in mind is this. Frequently, and I was hoping that this was the reason for it, but this walk back, I think, weakens it. Frequently, leaders will say something seemingly in passing that plant a seed. This certainly planted a seed. It'll get around in Russia. Yeah, they've suppressed the press and all that, but it'll get around. It'll occur to people. President of the United States said, quote, for God's sake, the man cannot remain in power. He said he's a war criminal, murderer, and butcher, and he's stolen, and his friends, 80% of our wealth, 80. Yeah, let's get rid of him. And nobody individually may have the courage to do it, but eventually, he'll be dragged out by the mob, gibbering in fear, and disappear under the boots of the mob. That's what we want. We don't want to do it. We want the Ruskies to do it. And the Ruskies can't do it in an election because they'll be shot if they vote for the other guy. We absolutely want the Ruskies to haul them out. So this may be, I hope it is, Biden speaking from the heart. They've tried to clean it up by saying, well, he just shouldn't be doing it in Ukraine. Well, frankly, he'll do it again wherever. He's a junior varsity wannabe Hitler, and he's an animal, and he's a war criminal, murderer, and butcher. And Joe Biden did exactly the right thing. And the guy even taunted Joe Biden by launching cruise missiles not too far from where Joe was speaking. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.